right, my beautiful friends, before we dive into today's episode, I wanted to remind you that next week I will be hosting a workshop that could change the trajectory of your life. Yes, for real. I know you have dreams inside of you. You have a vision for fulfilling work, work that feels like you just being you. The kind of work that is your legacy, your contribution, while also paying the bills, and so much more. There is a path to stepping into your authentic, unique version of success. And next week in my workshop, 2 weeks notice, I'm going to lay out the steps over 5 days. This isn't about hustling or proving or striving. This is about you claiming what you want for your one and only precious life and being willing to be courageous enough to move forward. To believe that you are not meant to just go through the motions and check boxes, but to have your own beautiful and unique adventure. If you haven't already signed up to join us, what are you waiting for? Scroll down below in the show notes and hit the link to join us for 2 weeks' notice. Or you can head over to allyouare.ca/2-weeks-notice. And let's get you signed up. Welcome to Be All You Are, a midlife awakening podcast. I'm your host, Kaina Paranjape. I'm a former corporate executive, two-time entrepreneur, and mama. I've worked with and partnered with major brands and even helped a celebrity launch an award-winning business. But I also believe that who we are is not just reflected on our LinkedIn profile. When I was 30, my husband became suddenly critically ill, and after 8 years of living with a difficult illness, he passed away. This experience taught me that we need to claim our dreams now, embrace all we are, and create an amazing life along the way. Today, I help women like you navigate through change and transition to their next level of freedom and fulfillment, whatever that looks like for you. This podcast is all about stepping into all you are. It's about reconnecting to your inner voice so you can hear the whispers of your deepest dreams and cultivate the courage and a plan to create the life that is waiting for you. Now head out on that solo walk or settle into a cozy spot with a favorite beverage and join me. Welcome back. So on today's episode, I interview Danielle Mendoza, who is a wife, mom, two-time international best-selling author, and the founder of Confident Concept. Through her company, she helps people tell their stories through books. And she has this incredible process where she helps somebody really from the point of their idea that they want to write a book to bringing all of it to life through marketing and, of course, leveraging that book afterwards. Danielle's story is really one about stepping into all you are, and it's a very personal story that she shares that led her to doing this incredibly powerful work that she does today. And what I want to say is that whether you are thinking about writing a book one day or you have no desire at all to write a book at this stage in your life, there is something to really understanding the power of sharing your own story and how your story can help inspire others and make an impact on others. And how it can also anchor you in the world and help you understand why you are here. I really hope that you enjoy this episode with Danielle Mendoza. Let's dive in. Welcome, Danielle, to the podcast.
Hi, Kaina. Thanks for having me.
I'm so happy to have you here. You know, you and I were connected through a common program, and I am always intrigued by anybody who works in the book world because I have this not so secret, actually, desire to write a book. And I've said to you on previous occasions that my book is coming. It's just a matter of time. But I love the work that you do in really helping people get from that idea to getting to the root of it and then sharing it through book form. And so can you start by telling us about your story, Danielle, and how you came to do this work?
Yeah, so it all started kind of way back when I was pregnant with my second child and I found out that I had a curable type of skin cancer. And great news, totally curable, like not a super serious one to freak out about, but I still freaked out because it was that moment where I had to finally, you know, face my mortality and the fact that I am here on this earth for a limited time. And it woke me up to just that understanding and deciding, okay, what am I actually doing here? What is the story of me that I want left behind? And how am I living that out? Am I really living out the story that I want to intentionally leave behind? And the answer was no, I wasn't at all at the time. Mm-hmm. I had been an entrepreneur my whole life, but then entered the corporate world when I got married and then got laid off when I was pregnant. And so I had been a stay-at-home mom for, you know, 2.5 years at that point in time. And as much as that is a blessing in many ways, I was deeply dissatisfied and bored. I just did not want to be only a mom in my life. I felt it so much more to give to this world. And so it really woke me up to that. I wasn't giving all that I could or want to give to the world in the limited time that I'm here. And so from there, I was like, okay, I need to go back to school. I need to kind of get a handle on what it is that I'm going to be doing here. And since I'd always been an entrepreneur, I decided to study business management and marketing. Then I moved into copywriting and ghostwriting. Writing's always been a strength of mine. And that combined with the marketing just made a lot of sense. It was an easy way to earn money while my kids were little and I was home with them. And from there, I shifted into business strategy and helping businesses grow. I opened my own consultancy in 2021 and I wrote a book. And I leveraged that book to grow my consultancy because it was the conversation I was wanting to have with the women I wanted to work with. And then I had many people in my network saying to me, I know this isn't what you do, but, and asking about how they could share their story. And finally, I was like, okay, this can be a thing that I do. So I started up the agency and I've been helping entrepreneurs and business owners write their stories, share their expertise in the form of books ever since.
Wow, that's quite the journey. I mean, do you think that for you, Danielle, that initial feeling when you got that scary, but yet not too scary diagnosis, do you think were you able to hold on to that feeling as you made some of those big decisions, like launching your own consultancy, deciding to write your own book, then deciding to actually create an agency that helps other people do that? Those are all pretty big moves. Like it would have been, you know, pretty easy to just like kind of do all of those things in a small way. What kept you like fueled to make those big decisions?
I think when you finally face your mortality and you say, okay, it's now or never kind of thing, you get that attitude of like, if I want something out of life, I need to go for it and just make big, bold moves. And so that's what I was doing. I was just like, this is what I'm here to do. This is what I want to do. And I set this wildly audacious goal before I ever started my business to impact the lives of 10 million women. And at first that came to mind, like it came through my spirit. And then I immediately edited myself and was like, that's way too many. What, you know, it can't be that. And then I was like, no, wait, why am I like whittling this down? Yeah. So I said, okay, you know, I don't know how, I don't know what that will look like to actually touch the lives of 10 million people. I know that I can't do it in a one-on-one kind of way. But I've realized as I've been working more and more that, you know, every single person I work with is then touching the lives of a multitude of other people. And I've been able to recognize that ripple effect that kind of goes out from the main point of each one of us in the work that we do. And so now I feel like that goal is almost too small. Now I'm like, okay, I was playing small even back then. So like, how do we make it even bigger now? Which is kind of crazy. But, you know, when you go after the big stuff in life and you decide to just live and go for it every single day, big, crazy things are possible. And why not aim for that?
I love that so much. It's like raising your bar, right? It's like Dr. Benjamin Hardy talks about in his book. I think it's 10 times is 10 times is easier than 2 times. And he talks about that really raising your floor, right? So what you was standard for you is now like way down here. Like that's not your standard anymore. You've increased your standards. And now what a big dream looks like is so much bigger.
Yeah, definitely. I think it is one of those things that it's as you grow, you have a new vantage point. You know, my husband and I were just talking about this the other day. It's like when you're looking up or looking ahead, it's almost like looking through the fog. But then once you're there at that new level, you look back and there it's totally clear. You know, there's nothing cloudy about it. And so it's just trusting that as you move through that fog, things will become more and more clear, and trusting in your own kind of self-efficacy and self-esteem and your ability to just handle whatever is on the other side of it and just go for it.
I love it. That's so beautiful and inspiring. Can you share a little bit? I mean, now you've worked with so many people, men and women, as they work to tell their story. Why do you think telling our own story is so important?
It really anchors us in space in this world. Like it shows us that we have a place here amongst others. You know, we recognize somehow that everyone else has a story that is interesting and worth telling. And then when it comes to our own story, we think like, oh, that's boring. No one wants to hear it. I haven't done anything special. But the truth is, if you've lived on this earth for like more than a decade, you have done some things. You have stories that are worth telling and that are interesting. And I think when we lean into telling our own story, we start to recognize how interesting we actually are. And we can own that unique, special place of us standing in this world.
I think that's so true, Danielle. You know, even, you know, because I have explored writing a book before and have kind of started down the path and then put it on pause. I worked with a writing coach once, and I remember sharing my story with her, and it felt a little bit like therapy. And I'm sure you have experienced this too, because then she would just like ask a probing question. Well, what was happening at that time? And then I'd answer. And then her reaction would be like, whoa, wait, what? Like you, that's a huge part of this. And then I was like, really? I didn't, you know, you diminish like your own experience sometimes. And she was like, it was like a mirror being reflected back. It's like, I couldn't sense the depths of my story, but seeing her react to me telling it made me realize, oh, I guess it is interesting, right?
Definitely. You're like, oh, there's something here. And I mean, even when I wrote my first book, I was like, I don't know. It's the story of like a mom who didn't feel like she was enough and then just kind of moved through life and realized her own greatness and started a business. And I received many letters and messages after publishing that book, and I still receive them to this day, of other women who are like, wow, this really hit close to home. I was feeling a lot of the same things. You've given me so much hope. Now I have this better understanding. And so that has taught me that our stories matter more than we think they do. And there's a lot more universal experience in it. Even though the details might be different for someone else, that universal emotion of being human is there. We all struggle with the same happiness and sorrow and anger and frustration and disgust. And so being able to share that openly with others definitely feeds other people's own self-understanding, as well as helps us understand that, you know, we have a connection to make out there in the world.
Yes, that's so true, because you're right. It's not just about your story, but it's about someone else hearing their story and yours and feeling seen and feeling understood, right? Like that's like the, it goes to that next level of, yes, you've shared your story and you've anchored yourself. And then at the same time, you're creating an opportunity for someone else to do that same thing.
Absolutely, 100%. I mean, that is what is at the core of the purpose, I think, behind sharing our stories. And most people I encounter will be like, I don't know, I want to write this book, but I don't want to be like me, 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 or I want to tell my story on social media, but I want to be talking about me all the time. And mm-hmm. it's like, yes, I understand, because we don't want to be out there like, look at me, and this is me, and this is what I've done. But when we know how to tell our story in the right way, we know how to talk about ourselves in the right way, we are actually connecting someone else's experience more than we are cutting them off by talking about ourselves.
Yes, yes, that's so true. There are obviously many ways to share our story. And I'm wondering what your opinion is on why sharing your story in book form is so powerful.
Books are just so timeless. You know, I think more and more we're sharing our stories online, in social media, whether that's video form, written form, photos. And that is great. It has its own place and it certainly is important. But there will be a time, most likely, that Facebook doesn't exist anymore. You know, if Meta disappeared tomorrow, how much of your storytelling would really be lost? And when you have a book, that's just not the case. I mean, we're still reading books that are hundreds and thousands of years old. And so you have the opportunity to cement your story in a timeless media form like a book, and it can live on way beyond you, right? If you were to pass away, your podcast might disappear, or your social media platform might disappear, but that book can still be gracing the shelves of libraries and passed around amongst friends and touching lives, you know, far beyond your own years.
There's something so beautiful about that, especially as someone who loves libraries and who loves bookstores and who loves like the smell and the feel and being surrounded by books. And I think, like, you know, everybody has their Pinterest thing that they love. And for me, it's like the bookshops of the world or the libraries of the world. I just absolutely love it. And I think there's something very romantic about having your story captured in a book, you know?
Definitely, definitely. I'm always talking to my authors about, like, yes, we want to sell books and, you know, maybe get it on the shelves of bookstores, but always you should be donating copies to libraries in your local area, especially, as well as, you know, around the nation and around the world when you can.
Smart. That makes so much sense. I want to learn a little bit more about your process, Danielle. So I know that your process involves going from an idea to publishing and then the important step, which is maximizing. Can you walk us through how you guide someone through that process?
Absolutely. So the very first step is laying out what I call a clear and complete outline. And we have to have a full understanding of what you want to do with this book once it's published before we ever begin writing. And we develop this outline accordingly. So who are we talking to? What are we trying to lead them through in terms of sharing our story and our expertise? What is the kind of point A to point B that we're looking at creating with the book? And we develop the outline specific to that. And then from there, we go through the writing process, which is a very held process. Like you said, when you're going through your stories, there is kind of an element of therapy to it, right? Things are coming up and you're re-experiencing past parts of your own story. And that can be super interesting. And so it's a held process where I'm there every step of the way to help make sure people understand, like, yes, keep going. Yes, this part matters. If they get confused, which often happens as you start writing, you're like, wait, does this even make sense? Does it connect? It's reminding them, like, yes, we're good. I'm reading every chapter as it's finished. So they have the opportunity to know that there's another set of human eyes on it. And after that, then we move into kind of the production element of it, where we're looking at, you know, working with editors, working with the designer, making sure that the brand itself is being communicated visually as well as in the stories. And then we head into publishing and launching. And that is a really fun time. And it's looking at how do we go bestseller? That's the key, is to get this book bestseller. There is an opportunity for that for every single person. It's never done by accident. It's always done with intention. So we want to make sure we move into that part of the process with intention. And from there, we publish and we celebrate that bestseller success. And then we look at, okay, now what? Now, how are we using this book to get more visibility and exposure for our brand, to reach more people and impact the lives of others. So we're leveraging the book kind of on both ends, you know, in the front end to help us get on stages and podcasts and in the media, and then on the back end of those experiences to get the book into the hands of more and more people who we might be able to serve, so that then we can nurture those people into our world, help them get to know us, get to know our process, and hopefully become clients.
Yes, I love that. You know, I think that there's so many interesting components, and I love that you help with each part of it, because I feel like there's support in writing the book, right? But then if you write the book and you don't have that piece around how to get it out there, or how to think about how to get it on a bestseller list, or all of those pieces, then you've poured all this love and energy and time and resources into writing this book, but then it doesn't really go anywhere. It just kind of stays flat, you know? Or then you may get on a bestseller list. Maybe you do that work and you get a publisher and you get on a bestseller list, but then from there it goes nowhere, right? And then now you're like, well, now what? And now you have a book that's just sitting there and it's not actually serving your longer term goals. So I love that you kind of, you know, tackle all three pillars as part of that process.
Thank you. You're so right. It's so common for someone to pour their heart and soul into their book and then it just fizzles out. And it's helping people understand, like, your book can be leveraged for literally decades. It's not something that has a short shelf life. And so to just keep going with it. But I think often, you know, we're so inundated with this idea of like the next new shiny thing. What's the next thing that's going to be the silver bullet in my business? And we forget that it's the timeless things that actually carry us through and give us that strength of foundation that make the shiny things work a little bit better. So, you know, reels are great. I'm not saying don't do short form video. You should. It's a great opportunity for your business. But when you have something like a book to back that up, now you've got a whole new way to interact with people who are finding you through short-term video, and then they can take you in that longer form media of your book and kind of spend some time one-on-one with you, essentially.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, I'm like preaching to the choir. I'm all in on this idea. I love it. Who do you think, Danielle, who do you think shouldn't write a book or shouldn't write a book yet? Let's maybe ask it that way.
That is a great question. I think as far as, you know, the nonfiction book, sharing your story and utilizing it in business the way we've been speaking about, if you're not sure exactly who you help and what you help them with, like what is that problem that you help them solve or the transformation you help them to get, you're not quite ready to step into the book world in this way. You have to have a really solid, proven process, which means you've worked with several clients, you know, tens or hundreds of clients. You're very clear on exactly what the overlap is between clients, right? You wouldn't be someone who's saying like, oh, I don't know, every person I help is so different. It looks so different. It's like, yes, the people we help are very different, but there are always these common threads that develop our process as we work with enough people. So you really want to make sure that you've experienced that as a business owner and that you're ready to encapsulate that in your book. And then also to make sure you're ready to take the time to prioritize it. Everyone thinks like, oh, when I'm ready, I'll write the book. When I'm ready. And I'm like, it's like having a kid. You are never ready. There's no such thing as ready. You just say yes and you do it and you figure it out. It becomes a priority. Yes. So of course there are different ways to figure out, you know, are you going to pace yourself and kind of move through the process a little slowly? Are you going to go on a sprint and give a higher percentage of your attention to it to just get it done and out? You know, there are different ways to do that, but you have to be ready to make it that priority and give your time and attention to it. And then also, I would say when you're ready to financially invest, it's not a small investment. There are lots of book opportunities that are a small investment out there, but we're talking about a product that will live on in the world and continue to represent your brand. As we've mentioned, it's pretty timeless. Even after you're gone, it will be out there. And you want to make sure that you're not penny pinching and sacrificing quality because you weren't ready to invest at the level to create a product that is top notch and represents you in the best way possible. So I would say those are kind of the three key elements of making sure that you're ready to step into this.
Oh, that, I mean, I think that that is hugely helpful for people listening to understand, you know, what it takes to really make this successful so that they can, you know, put that aside on the shelf until they're ready to write that book. Or as they are diving in now and getting ready to, that they understand those pieces. So thank you so much for sharing that. What for anyone who wants to write a book or who maybe even like me have kind of started writing something, what are the things we need to know before we sit down to write?
So I think first and foremost, we have to start with the end in mind. What is this book for? What is the purpose of writing it? You know, is it really an exploration of yourself that you're going on and you just want to share more of yourself with the world? You know, that's a great reason to write a book, but it's going to look very different than if you're saying, okay, I want this book to actually generate clientele and allow me to, you know, expand my visibility and grow my business. So you need to understand why you're writing that book first and foremost. And the second thing is you need to know who you're talking to. Who is this book for? Often you'll hear people say, well, it's for anyone who wants to read about. And I'm like, stop right there. Like that is wrong answer. Like just like anything in the business world, it's not for everyone. We want to make sure we're speaking to that targeted bullseye of a person. So I always say it's like archery. There's that red circle in the center. And yes, sometimes our kind of marketing arrow will land in the white rings outside of that center, but we want to make sure we're always aiming our words and our intention at that red center. So we're getting very specific about who we're talking to and then understanding what is their most urgent problem. Like, what is the problem that they are aware of right now? And what is your solution for that problem? And how can you get them some quick wins? And how does solving that problem help them work towards a greater transformation? So when you understand those things, then you can start to write the right book for your audience. Yes. And you're much more likely to see the success come out of that book.
Yeah, no, that's great. That's such great advice. Thank you, Danielle. If someone is not ready to write a book yet, or not ready to kind of like imagine what that could be, how do you suggest that they start sharing their story in smaller ways? Because it could be just that if we're not used to sharing our story, we need to like get out there and start sharing it. And then we may, you know, be ready to share like this larger story or see the vision for something bigger. But how do you suggest that people do that?
So we have to take a look at this new storytelling paradigm. So originally we all learned beginning, middle, end, right? Once upon a time, and then we see the middle of the story and they lived happily ever after. But that's actually the kind of story that we tell that feels like we're talking about ourselves. Those are the ones that make us the most uncomfortable. When we shift into this idea of context, shift, then implication. Now we're telling our story in a way that serves other people. And that can be done in as little as 3 to 5 sentences. So it's great for social media, for emails, for blogs, for all these other ways that you'd go about telling your stories before ever pouring them into a book. And what we want to focus on is, you know, first the context, what was happening at the time? What was going on in our heads and our hearts? What was going on in the world around us? And what is the basis for that story? And in that context, we have the opportunity to reflect the experience of the person we're talking to, right? So we're telling our own story with our own details. But like I said, there's a lot that's universal about how we're feeling. And so we're drawing them into this experience. And it's the moment where they're going, oh, yeah, she gets it. Like, she gets me. That's how I've felt, too. Then we move into the shift, which is the big aha or the big transformation moment. And that can be a really short piece of the story, but it's just showing them like, this is what's possible when we work together or when you go through this type of experience, this is what can come out of it. And then we move into implication. And that really is painting the bigger picture of what's possible going forward once they've had that shift. Through the bigger picture of what was possible for you after you had that shift or insight experience. And so Context shift implication gives us a way to tell these stories that draws people in and helps mirror their own experience. And now we're not just talking about ourselves, we're talking about them as well.
I love that context shift implication. That's such a, I've never heard that before. I'm learning something today. And I could see how that would be really helpful, as you said, when you're creating a reel or writing a blog post or even a caption or anything, even on LinkedIn for that matter, it would be really helpful to look at it in that way. That's amazing. Thank you, Danielle.
Yeah, happy to share.
Yeah. So I wanted to ask you to let our audience know how they can connect with you, how they can work with you, how they can learn more about the work that you do.
So you can find me on LinkedIn. And I'm always on LinkedIn answering my DMs. It really is me. It's not someone in my business. So feel free to reach out there. And you can also check out my website, confidentconcept.com. I do a pretty good job at outlining my services, what they cost, those sorts of things. And there's also other media features. You can hear places that I've written articles or spoken on podcasts. And so that's a great way to kind of get in touch with more of that information. And you can always email me, hello@confidentconcept.com.
Wonderful. I'm going to make sure all of those links are in the show notes for everyone listening. You can reach Danielle just by going down into the show notes. And Danielle, I wanted to ask you the final question that I ask all guests on the podcast, which is, what do you think it means to be all you are?
I think it really means listening to your intuition, to the spirit as it guides you, and going for it. If you get that inkling that you're meant to impact 10 million women, just own it. Just say, okay, let it be scary and do it anyway, because that's how we grow into ourselves and really show up as all that we are.
That is so good, Danielle. I love it so much. I think that is a wonderful answer and a wonderful way to end this conversation. Thank you so much for joining us here on the podcast.
Thank you for having me.
Wasn't that an incredible conversation? I loved what Danielle said about owning what you want and trusting that first desire, whether it is to help 10 million women and whether it seems crazy or not, own it, right? That desire, as we talk about so much on the podcast, if you desire it, it's meant for you. The universe wants it for you. It was put inside of you for a reason. And who are we to question it, right? Who are we to say that, oh, that goal is too big or that dream is too huge? Really, it's not our place. Our place is to own it. And so I love that Danielle really ended the conversation with that. I want to remind you one last time that next week we are kicking off 2 weeks' notice, my 5-day workshop that's all about giving 2 weeks' notice to what no longer serves you and to claiming what it is that you really want to do in your career and how that will truly change your entire life, right? Because for women especially, we don't live our life in silos. We want our life to be this one beautiful work of art, one beautiful piece of art. And that is what we are going to be creating over 5 days next week. So you can join me. The link again is just below in the show notes, or you can go to allyouare.ca/2TWO-weeks-notice. And I'll see you then. Thank you for tuning in to today's show. I hope you found inspiration and use this podcast to start stepping in to all you are. You can find information that was shared in today's show just below in the show notes. If you love this conversation, please share it with others so they can benefit from it too. You can take a screenshot of this episode and tag me on Instagram or share a link via text or email to a friend. Let's be clear, we need more women stepping into all they are. So go ahead and share away. And of course, subscribe to the podcast so that you receive the latest episodes every week and take a quick moment to rate it and leave a review. Thank you so much. Until next time, remember to keep exploring what it means to be all you are.